Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show, On in the Afternoon, on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the gray. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Isn't he funny? No, he's annoying.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Magoo on the air asking people what movie they watched every year to put them in the holiday mood. And I've said this before, and I'll share it with you again. Every year, we watch, as a family, Scrooge with George C. Scott. Now, it's not that well known to a lot of people. I think it was actually done as a movie for television. But it is available on DVD because I have ordered it and had it sent to the house on DVD. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is, to me, the greatest Christmas movie that I've ever seen. And I intend to watch it every Christmas until the last one, till I die. I mean, I'm telling you.
And that's the best one. That's the best Scrooge.
It is the best Scrooge out there. Yeah. These other Scrooges are a joke compared to George C. Scott. And it's just fantastic. And it's that old world, morning, Mr. Scrooge, you know, the accents, you know, British stuff, you know, old Cratchit. But it is so good. And if you're a kid, I understand how you really don't get some of it. But if you're an adult, what great messages there are there about a guy who finally realizes he's just had it all wrong. And he's just really made a lot of people's lives miserable, and he turns it around. He turns it around, and the day that he wakes up and realizes those were just dreams, what a great rest of that movie is so spectacular.
I have two of them that I watch. One is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that little animated thing.
Well, you would watch that.
I love that thing. Now, I remember that when I was a kid, and that, to me, was Christmas. I knew Christmas was right around the corner when that was on.
I just can't believe
that.
I'm
not
familiar
around with Rudolph. Well, what is that? Is that
he's a reindeer. He leads the sleigh.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of that.
For 40 years, that thing's been around. Can you believe that?
I've heard of that. And It's a Wonderful Life.
All right.
That's one of my favorites.
Well, we know that.
Okay, my turn.
All right, for kids, Prancer. We're not going to take calls on this because I don't want to do Magoo's show again. But Prancer for the kids, and again, another tough to find one. But get on a computer, go online, you'll find Prancer.
And adults, because that is my favorite Christmas movie is
Sam
Prancer.
Elliott's in it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's a tremendous film. And then to start the whole holiday season, and I always say this, for us, it's Thanksgiving, and it's Planes, Trains, Automobiles. It's just, it's so great.
Now, you remember Scent of a Woman? I enjoy doing a bad impression.
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah! That part I can do. I do a bad impression of Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman. Yeah, I admit it.
Not as far as you know.
Where he's in that hall at that college, and he's tearing into that dean. And, you know, him, and he says, Colonel, are you finished? I'm just getting warmed up.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
It's pretty close.
If I was the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You need more flame.
Yeah. Flame. I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Now, in the same vein, in this George C. Scott movie, to me, the greatest part of the movie, and I'm not giving anything away here. Everybody knows the story of the Christmas Carol. But
I don't.
Okay, I'll tell it to you sometime.
Okay.
But George C. Scott, when he goes into work the day after Christmas, I think it's, or it's Christmas Day. He makes this poor Cratchit work. He doesn't even want to give him a day off. And Cratchit is really running because he knows he's late and he's nervous. And everybody's had that feeling. If you've ever had a job you hated and you knew you were late and you had a stomach ache and you knew that mean, lousy SOB of a boss is just going to make your life miserable. So Cratchit tries to sneak in and he thinks maybe he got there before Scrooge, but he realizes the door's unlocked. Uh-oh. So Scrooge is already there.
It was Christmas Day.
Now this, this is after Scrooge has had the revelation. And he quietly goes over to his work area and lights a candle because Scrooge, all the days prior to this and the years prior to this, didn't like to burn a lot of coal because it was expensive. And he made him, like, warm by a candle. So Cratchit lights a candle, and he's hoping that maybe Scrooge didn't see him coming late. And then this is when you hear George C. Scott, and he says, "Bob Cratchit!" Yes, Mr. Scrooge.
Who's Bob Cratchit in there?
You know, I don't know the guy that plays it, but George C. Scott takes out a pocket watch. You know how those guys would reach in their vest and he opens a pocket watch? I believe we start. See, he's George C. Scott who played Pat.
Now you're Al Pacino, like though.
What time do you have, Mr. Cratchit?
I believe it's 3 minutes after, Mr. Scrooge.
I believe we start on the hour.
I'm paraphrasing because I don't know the exact words. And he says,
"Get over here, Cratchit! I will not tolerate any longer this kind of behavior. I'll tell you what I'm going to have to do."
Now, Cratchit is waiting to get fired.
"I have no choice, but I'm going to have to double your salary." "That's right. I'm going to double your salary. How do you feel about that, my boy? Now go home and enjoy the holidays with your family."
I mean, it's so great. And Cratchit's about to cry. He can't believe he's so stunned by this guy that he doubled his salary. He throws a bag of coins at him.
Yeah.
In a little pouch. He tosses it at him and says, "Merry Christmas, Bob Cratchit." And the guy is just, he's speechless. He doesn't know what to say. And the other greatest line in it, and it's a line that applies to a lot of people's lives, and he looks up in his room by himself, and he says, "God forgive me for the time I've wasted." Mm. What a great line. What a great line. And now he's going to try to cram every bit of good Christmas he can into the rest of his life. George C. Scott, Scrooge, I'm telling you, if you don't like it, you should move to Russia.
And every time you do that, though.
Hey, if you don't like it, go to Russia.
That's what I said, Homer.
And Dan, you'll appreciate this, because the one I think of, I don't think I've ever seen this one.
Oh, it's fantastic.
George C. Scott, that's great.
I don't think I have, but the one I always think of is the Walt Disney one where Mickey Mouse is Bob Cratchit.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
That's cute.
That sounds like a real believable one.
That's cute.
Oh, Mr. Disney. Hi, Mr. Disney. Sorry, I'm late for work. Yeah, but Minnie got a little bit horny.
Dan's Mickey Mouse.
And it makes mouse babies.
And the true test of a great actor is you don't see Patton, you see Scrooge in George E. Scott. I mean, I'm telling you, that's it. That's it. That's my sales pitch for that movie. I don't get a commission or residuals on it. I'm not in the movie. But it's the best. And he died like 5 years ago, 6 years ago? Dead for a little while. Goes fast. Yeah, if Mr. Burke were here, first thing he'd say is, "That's the worst George C. Scott impression I've ever heard." Then he'd say, "Does anybody have anything to say?"
I do.
Wow, I'll tell you what. Here's the Christmas present I want. Karen Vale.
My Burke segment. Okay, thank you. Did anybody watch Monday Night Football last night?
No, I missed it.
Well, I need somebody because I've missed it every time today. I don't know. I gave up on the game early in the third quarter. I went off to bed when it was 42-0. So, did anybody know what the final score was?
No, I think that was the final score.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they came back and won.
Pretty rugged. Yeah, sure they did.
45 to 42.
Sure they did.
Who? I don't even know who played.
Philadelphia
and Seattle.
Yeah, that was a blow.
Who won it? 42?
Seattle. But I did want to say that one thing I do.
Hang on 1 second. Dan, take these calls. We have people calling all over the place. You folks, we'll put you on hold. We'll get you. I don't like people trying to get through and can't get through. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that one of the things that was added this year on ABC's Monday Night Football was, and I guess, is it Tim McGraw that does the song, I Like It, I Love It?
Right.
Okay. And they do highlights. Yeah, they do football highlights from the previous week, and it is so well done. If you've never seen that at halftime, it's worth watching.
And what is he singing about when he says, I like it, I love it, I want some more of it?
I don't know.
What would that
football
be?
Pushing and shoving in the football highlights.
Okay.
Pushing and shoving.
And then the other thing, on Channel 4 last night, they did a story about, I'm pretty sure it was Channel 4, a Russian immigrant who's a truck driver, and he is a commercial truck driver, and he secured his license in the state of Missouri. And I don't know why he was pulled over in the state of Illinois.
Hey, if you don't like it, go to Russia.
Yeah, Homer!
I knew it was coming. Yeah. But he, one thing he was ticketed for, and the guy has a very heavy Russian accent.
What does that sound like? Can you do that?
I can't do it at all, and you know I can't. I wouldn't even try.
I never have been able to do that Russian thing.
The Russian?
But he was ticketed for limited English proficiency or speaking ability.
What?
Yeah, and then they say it's a statute in the state of Illinois. Now, I have no idea what this guy did. I really kind of missed that part of it. But then when I heard and they showed the ticket where they had actually issued this guy a ticket that said you can't drive because you don't speak English well enough to go through a series of questions if you're pulled over. And I thought, how many people live around here who don't speak English? This guy, I mean, I understood him. It was a pretty heavy accent.
Здравствуйте, я из России. Меня зовут Сергей. Приехал я из Москвы.
You're right, I can hardly understand it.
That sounds
Russian. I can't
understand it. Сергей University High School.
What? Oh, high school?
Очень хорошая школа. Мне очень нравится. Меня там любят, уважают. Я их тоже очень люблю и уважаю.
Sounds French.
Я уже в Америке, я уже нахожусь.
There's a lot of V's and F's in Russian.
Мне очень нравится. Это прекрасная страна.
I just thought it was very unusual. And it, particularly, if he got his license in this state, then he must have been proficient enough to understand the questions, fill out the paperwork. So that seems odd.
Well,
to
here's
me.
What seems odd about it. There are, and I'm not zeroing in on anybody, man, there are tons of Hispanic people in this country. Go out west, go down south, go down to Texas. They can't understand the landscape. They can't understand anything.
They don't speak the language. But this, I guess, was connected to a commercial.
They drive commercial for landscaping companies.
Well, I'm hoping that truckers maybe can answer this, or somebody in the state of Illinois in the police could answer this. I just found it very odd. So
I found it odd that Dan knew somebody, a friend of his, who's a Russian. What's his name you said? Wackmeoff?
No, Alexei, yeah.
Alexei Wackmeoff?
Alexei Wackmeoff.
Alexia? Is the first name Alexia?
Alexei.
Alexei. Okay. I think you said Alexia.
Alexei Wackmeoff.
Alexei Wackmeoff.
I think it's Wackmeoff.
The joke is done.
Yeah, I know.
You think?
Was that it?
That's it.
That's it from Karen Vale. Anybody else at the Burke section?
No. I guess. You know what? I do. I hear something.
Chicken butt. Five cents a cut.
Dipped in grease, one apiece. The news people this morning, some of the weather people and some of the reporters, they had a reporter out on an overpass today over Highway 40 because it snowed last night for like an hour. I don't know if it was a Tam Avenue overpass.
In the dusting of snow.
And it was so cold that it wasn't even a factor. It was just powder.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Incredible.
They made it sound like we got 5 feet of snow. It was unbelievable. and it snowed last night. I'm like, what? And I looked outside. I didn't see anything.
And you know who that doesn't bother? Probably your friend Alexei Wakhnioff.
Oh, yeah.
From Russia, it gets cold.
Yeah. Or his cousin. His cousin, Igor. Beat me off. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
You see,
I don't know.
They cut us off because I think Dan, he took it too far. He's never learned the joke. We did the joke.
He made up
something. He made up a name that had a dirty sound.
Really?
You
Igor?
You take a legitimate guy, Alexei Wakhnioff, and then you try to make up a name that sounds like it's dirty.
What was the name he made up? I forgot.
Igor, and I can't say it because we'll be taken off the air again.
Yeah, with a B.
Yeah. Apologize to everybody.
I'm sorry, everybody. Okay. I'm sorry to all our Russian listeners.
You know what? And I think you truly are. Yeah. I think you're sincere in that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, that's why he's laughing through his apologies.
Okay.
Like a little kid.
How about you, Pion?
No, I don't.
That is the official end to the Burke segment. As we know it. When's Reggie coming on?
About 3:40, 3:45.
Yeah, Reggie McDaniel joins us early today because he's not able to join us at 6:15 because, as you know, he's becoming pretty big and important, and he's having dinner with Jerry Bruckheimer and these people, and I think we're taking a back seat.
Yeah.
And he may eventually phase us out, so he'll be here at 3:45.
Oh, and he also has a speaking engagement between 6 and 6:30.
Yeah, he's too big for us.
Yep.
But he'll fit us in when he can until he kicks us out. He'll be here at 3:45. Oh, boy. What was I going to say? This morning. Let me take these calls. Because you people are calling in. The lines are full in your own hall. Then I'll tell you the scary thing that happened to me early this morning. But your story is probably more important than mine. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Hey, we have a Steve twin spin. Here's the first Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Frank. Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Is that politically correct stuff, it always continues to get out of control. Mm-hmm. I noticed some of the places nowadays are calling them season trees. They only have one purpose. They're for Christmas. And if you need to edit the C word out, I guess you can. You got the 2-minute delay. You can beat it out now.
Season.
Without the C word.
Well, I've heard holiday tree. I heard some cities are calling theirs holiday trees.
Let me tell you something here, Steve. If you want to join in our Christmas celebration, all right, then celebrate Christmas. Otherwise, get another holiday at another time and have your season tree. These are Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like that they're Christmas trees, then don't do the Christmas thing with us.
Hey, if you don't like it, go to Russia.
You know what they do? They want to have Christmas, but they want to kill the name of it. Don't have Christmas. Don't have a tree.
Well, they want to take it away. They want to hijack it. They want to make it their holiday.
Nope.
And like Steve said, the tree's only purpose is for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If anybody in my family, my kids, when my old daughtering, a walker, if I go visit my kids and they make reference to their season tree, they are out of the family. Out of the family and out of the will, if there's a will.
Let's go holiday tree shopping, kids.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Man, that's a new one, Steve. That one,
great stuff.
I hadn't heard.
All right.
Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yep.
All right. Yep. And here's part two of this Steve. Twin spin. Hello, Steve.
Hello, gang. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, too.
Oh, you too.
And extra special Christmas to Karen.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Now, Karen, I'm going to try to help you out with this not able to speak the language thing with the truck driver.
Okay. Right.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it is part of the federal DOT regulation that to be issued a commercial driver's license to drive a truck, you must be able to read, write, and speak the language.
All right, so he was issued a license, and it was in the state of Missouri.
Now, just because the person, I would have almost say that's a subjective thing, that the officer didn't want to take the time and ask the driver to either speak slower or repeat the question, repeat the answer so that he could understand the driver. He just probably figured, oh, well, here's another one that foreign, whatever, take an American job, and or might have, you know, he may have had a bad morning, fight with the wife in the morning before he left work, and we're taking it out on the dragon.
But it's contradictory because the state itself has virtually has said
just because the state of Missouri said he spoke English well enough to be issued a driver's license does not mean the state of Illinois agrees.
Okay, is that where he was stopped?
Yes, that's what I said. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good point.
You do have some of the jurisdictional things with that, but it is part of the, especially with this. Patriot Act and everything else, background checks for commercial driver's licenses anymore. You are required to be able to read, write, and speak English.
But you know what's interesting, Steve, is there's a difference between not being able to speak the English language, but speaking it with a heavy accent. And if it's just
a
question of accent reduction, I don't think that's right. But that's
isn't there an accent reduction zone up here on 70?
I knew it. So obvious.
Well, I agree with you, but the problem with that is most of the drivers do not have the time to go to court themselves and try and fight that ticket.
Well, I believe this guy has an attorney. So,
hey, Steve, Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to y'all, too.
All right,
Steve.
Yeah. And good luck with that season tree. what is the deal? First of all, they go, well, how can we screw Christmas up more? I know. Let's turn the tree upside down. All right, hang it from the ceiling. All these years, it hasn't been good enough for it to look like a real tree growing from the trunk up. Let's turn it upside down, and then let's call it the season tree.
You know what? This reminds me of a cartoon. A teacher emailed us today at my school, and it shows three little kids sitting in three little chairs outside the principal's office.
That's a neat sentence.
And the first one says, said the SH word. And the second kid says, I said the F word. And the third one says, I said Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Powerful. Ooh.
I know. Think Powerful. About it, folks. Think about
All
it.
All three expelled.
Wow.
Mm. All right. This is something most people don't know. Steve Schaefer Auto Body Centers, he never, German, never spoke a word of English till 6 months ago.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
He just started learning English 6 months ago. Wait till you meet him. Fluent. Really, really fluent now.
If you go in and ask him to speak some of his old German, will he do it for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, sure he will. If you run into him, say, hey, throw some German on me. Now, he may have taken that course where you literally obliterate from your memory your old language. He may have taken that. Let me read you what I think is a very interesting email. I don't know how many people know this, and I don't like to talk about it a lot because it sounds like I'm bragging. But my family and I... are very, very good friends with the Clauses. They have vacationed with us in the summer when he wouldn't be recognized as easily. They have come and visited with us. We're tight. And he listens. Santa Claus listens to this station. And he does it online. And he has, over the years, thanked me so many times for recommending things to him. Let me read you this letter. Dear Frank, I'll never forget last Christmas, and I think you know where I'm headed with this story. The sleigh was hit and headbutted in the side by a deer.
Oh.
Out in the county, the southern part of St. Louis County. The deer also headbutted the sleigh so hard that one of the runners on the sleigh was actually bent. That was connected. I thought Christmas was over for lots of kids because the thing wouldn't track right in the snow and the reindeer weren't able to pull it easily. And then I remembered Schaefer Auto Body Centers. He said, I called Schaefer and I said, told him who I was. And I told him the situation. I said, have you ever done a sleigh? Have you ever done body work on a sleigh? And they said, let us call you right back. And he says, Steve Schaefer himself called me back. And he said, just because we haven't done it doesn't mean we can't do it.
Did he tell him that in German? Because this was last year.
Yeah, that was German. Oh, okay. This was a year ago.
But Santa Claus understands
Santa Claus German. Speaks all languages.
Yeah.
Santa said, you must understand the sleigh has to be perfect because kids don't want to see the sleigh and say, hey, how come one side's not the same color as the other side? This doesn't match. And Steve says, Santa, you don't have a thing to worry about. get that sleigh down here. And he, those reindeer pulled that sleigh down to Schaefer, and in 2 hours, that sleigh was like brand new. He said, Frank, I'll never be able to thank you enough for saving Christmas of 2004.
Wow.
What kind of insurance do you think Santa has?
And he copies Steve Schaefer on that, huh?
Wow. What kind of insurance do you think Santa has?
Oh, he told me one time. We talked about insurance. He doesn't have any insurance.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a risk taker.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be to do what he does.
Well, how do you get a rate for one day out of the year?
Yeah, that's the problem. Right. Yeah. Now, he has no insurance at all. And so far, clean record. And who's going to pull him over? He's in the air. So, you know, well, that's not a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying to you is if Schaefer Auto Body Centers is good enough for Santa Claus, for goodness sakes, he can certainly take care of your sleigh, which, of course, would be your vehicle. There are five locations. 20 years in St. Louis repairing, fixing, putting back on the road the way they were, all kinds of vehicles, and repairing about, fixing about 6,000 vehicles a year. That's the average. So they say the average is once every 7 years people are in a body shop. If you have to go to one, we would highly recommend Schaefer. Don't forget the Schaefer.
The end of the year is quickly approaching. For warehouse and facilities managers, that means renewing your warehouse leases. I'm Brian Travers of the Travers Group. I own and manage over 2 million square feet of warehouse space. Before you sign a new lease, call me at 314-389-8000 and I can save you money. I currently have warehouse space for $2 per square foot. I'll customize any size space to fit your needs. We're located I-70 close to Lambert Airport in downtown. Start the new year off saving money. We are half the cost of space in Earth City and Westport. All of my warehouse space is professionally managed and maintained with 24-hour security. Call me, Brian Travers, at the Travers Group, 314-389-8000. For top-quality warehouse space for $2 per square foot, give me a call at 314-389-8000. That's 314-389-8000.
Cosmetic dentistry is a non-specialty interest area that requires no specific educational training in order to advertise this service.
A message from the office of Dr. Michael White about crooked teeth.
There are many different kinds of crooked teeth. Overlap teeth, twisted teeth. Some people have gaps between their teeth. Most people think they need braces for 2 to 3 years to solve these problems, but that's just not the case. Using the latest techniques in cosmetic dentistry, we can fix virtually any crooked teeth without braces, often in just 1 or 2 visits. And I want to stress that. We can fix virtually any crooked teeth in just 1 or 2 visits without braces.
And these treatments are affordable.
We offer financing. We take credit cards. We can even phase the treatment over time. We can make a brand new smile affordable for almost anyone.
Just imagine how much better you would look if your teeth were straight. Call Dr. White's office now for a complimentary consultation at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Dr. Michael White at the forefront of cosmetic dentistry.
Holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Illinois Lottery Holiday Instant Tickets. They're affordable, one size fits all, and sure to please everyone. 7 holiday tickets in all. $75 million in total available cash prizes. From the Illinois Lottery. Have fun. Play responsibly. See retailer for details.
The guys from Golden Oak Lending. Back at Golden Oak headquarters, President Bob Elman and trusty sidekick Steve Flowers man the 567 Gold Hotline.
Bob, I'm picking up a distress signal from the southern quadrant of the city. A woman has been robbed of all her holiday cash by her high-interest credit card bills. Switch your 567 Gold transceiver to Channel 2.
What?
A woman needs a low-interest home equity loan. She's online, too.
That's all you had to say. Hello? Okay, you're approved.
If you'd like us to put some cash back into your hands, regardless of your credit history, we can save the day. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
That's 567-G-O-L-D, or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Now, Bob, about those tights.
Steve, just let it go.
Golden Oak Lending, sure like my blues.
Call Golden Oak Lending at 567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
We have automobile insurance with American Family.
We have life insurance with American Family.
We have homeowners insurance with American Family.
We have health insurance with American Family. We are an American family.
Lou and Charmaine Mascord have been with American Family Insurance for over 30 years.
American Family Insurance is a company that you can trust. Every time we've had a problem, they've been there to solve it.
Does American Family provide a feeling of security for the Mascords?
Oh, definitely a security blanket. Knowing that a company like American Family is there to take care of your financial needs and be able to provide you with the proper professional care is very important to me for my family and myself.
Call today for a free no-obligation insurance quote. Life insurance underwritten by American Family Life Insurance Company. All your protection under one roof.
American Family Insurance.
Save on both auto and homeowners insurance when you have both with American Family. Find an agent at anfan.com. American Family. All your protection under one roof.
342 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, donate a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more at your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and get your oil changed for just $9.95. This offer ends December 31st. Southbound 170 at Page, a car fire and two right lanes are blocked. Westbound 40 between 170 and Hanley, traffic building. On eastbound 40 between Hanley and Laclede Station, slow traffic. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit. At Broadway, road crews out again, and that exit ramp's closed, so use the 11th Street exit. Traffic still stacked up to Jefferson. Westbound 70 at Air Flight at the airport, no troubles. It's a good run so far. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers, a slowdown starting. Westbound 44 between Lindbergh and 270, slow traffic in the right lane. And on southbound 270 between Clayton Road and Doherty Ferry, traffic really running heavy. I'm Karen Vale for the Big 550, KTRS.
Don't miss Kohl's half-off Wednesday sale. This Wednesday is the one day you can save 50% on hundreds of great gifts store-wide. Shop early, shop late. On Wednesday, Kohl's is open 7 a.m. to midnight with 50% savings on all Fisher-Price toys, all kids' playwear, mittens, scarves, hats, and boots for the family, and 50 to 60% off family outerwear. Plus, senior citizens get an extra 15% off. See store for details at Kohl's half-off Wednesday sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm an MRI technologist at Metro Imaging's North County office. When you need an open MRI, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
KTRS is proud to present the 25th anniversary of the Shootout, America's premier high school basketball event, December 7th at Savas Center. One ticket gets you access to seven games and over 30 Division I recruits, including three of the nation's top prep talents. And you won't want to miss nationally ranked Vashon and Memphis Mitchell in a game that's sure to be a classic. Tickets are available from the Savas Center box office or by calling Ticketmaster. For more information on the Shootout, presented by Nesquik, ready-to-drink milk and three-a-day dairy, log on to KTRS.com.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go.
Normally, this is what you hear about 6:15 every day. But for those of you who aren't with us then, you're going to get to meet, at least over the air, Reggie McDaniel. Reggie McDaniel is going to review a movie, and he's getting so big and so popular and so famous that he just has to get us in when he can. Work us in when he can. He's brought to you by Metro Lighting, and there are seven locations. And I spent 2.5 hours this morning at that Promenade store. It is absolutely unbelievable, the new Metro Lighting store. MetroLightingCenters.com is their website. Reggie, what's the deal that you're on early, and what are you doing 6 to 6:30 that you couldn't be with us?
First of all, I got to say, how y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Yes.
Great.
Good. I have to speak at the Excelsior Youth Treatment Center. From 6 to 6:30 St. Louis time.
And you're a motivational speech or what?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And how did they pick you for that?
Well, I sponsored the STEP team. And some of the people on the board I used to work with at Barnsley's Blood Center when I was drawing blood, and they've heard me on the radio and stuff. So
no, I didn't even know you were an artist. I didn't know you could draw. You draw blood?
Draw
in
yeah.
blood?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to buy one of those paintings.
I blood, draw 25,000 pints of blood.
Well, wait a second. You've donated 25,000 pints of blood?
No, I drew.
He's drawn. He, what,
like, I was a phlebotomist.
Wow.
What? Wow. Did the people know you were taking blood out of them?
Yeah, they knew.
Okay, that's good.
They didn't worry if I said, oops. So, but when I went, Jesus Christ, then they worried.
Now, what's the gist of your speech tonight, just in a nutshell?
It's basically a motivational about how you can overcome your beginnings, you can overcome your situation, and cream will ride to the top.
Wow.
Like that. That'd be great.
Like that. Cream will rise to the top. Huh. And you are an example, obviously, of that to the kids.
What was that?
And they said, and what if a kid raises his hand and says, but Mr. McDaniel, you're talking about how you overcame and you made it, but aren't you on KTRS?
Yeah. Aren't you on KOA?
Yeah, that's kind of a failure, isn't it?
Then what do you say?
No, shoot, that's one of my biggest successes, being on the Frank Opinion Show.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. It's a test question.
Hey, what was that Christopher Walken in Catch Me If You Can, when he did his little speech about the mouse?
He said two mice fell into a bucket of cream.
That's right.
And the first mouse gave up and died, but the second mouse
turned it into
kept
butter.
Kicking his feet and turned the cream into butter and climbed out of the bucket.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Reggie, are you going to use that tonight?
Probably not.
What?
Okay, do you have a movie?
Yes, I do. Right. It's one that involves a St. Louis figure. It's called Glory Roads. And it's a movie about how the 1966 tested Texas Western College basketball team was the very first team in NCAA history to have 5 African Americans start in a basketball game, in a championship game. And that was the year they won the national championship. Now, the St. Louis connection is that in order to get to the final game, they had to play Kansas. And the star of Kansas, who almost eliminated them, was JoJo White.
Mm-hmm.
JoJo White went to McKinley High School.
Really?
That's where he got his basketball prowess from. And got a scholarship to Kansas from McKinley High School. So during that game, everybody was rooting for Kansas, and they didn't realize the significance of the game of the Texas Western team at the time.
Hmm.
But the Kentucky team they beat had a star on it by the name of Pat Riley.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
And so at the end, they had the real people talking, and Pat Riley explained it. So when you go see the movie, stay through the credits.
Yeah, you know what? Anymore, I always do, mm-hmm. because they've gotten to where there's something special mm-hmm. to miss if you don't stick around.
Yeah, they're trying to put something special at the end, especially Jerry Bruckheimer.
Well, he's a good friend of yours. You had dinner with him.
Well, yeah. Plus, he was telling me, you know, he's doing Pirates of the Caribbean Part 2.
Really?
He's also doing Part 3 at the same time.
Is Johnny Depp in both of them?
I would imagine.
Yes, Johnny Depp's in both of them.
Oh. Yeah. I don't think you'd have a Pirates of the Caribbean if he weren't in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of like they're redoing a Basic Instinct 2 with Sharon Stone, and Michael Douglas is not in it.
Mm.
Right.
And they say the reason is that she's a bitch and he didn't want to work with her again.
That might be.
All right, Glory Roads.
Glory Roads. This is an inspirational, and it's a fun movie, too. It's not just, it's got your things that the racism in it makes you mad, but it's actually a funny movie. It's got some great performances. It's really a good movie.
Now, this takes place in the 60s?
1966.
There was racism then?
Yeah, that's weird. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I must have missed out on
that. Yeah, I remember them days.
I bet you do.
I think George Wallace put a stop to that.
I think he did, too.
Yeah, he tried.
He was real fair.
Yeah.
Let's have some ARDs for Glory Rhodes.
I gave this movie out of 4. I gave it 4.5 ARD.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Out of 4? 4.5?
It's got a 4.5 ARDs.
You know why?
Are you a little bit biased, though?
Yeah, because the first basketball team they had and all the starters were black. That's why.
Yeah, that part's true. But the best actor in it is Josh Hartnett. Can you imagine being a coach in the South and putting all black players in at that time?
No,
I can't.
No, you'd be taking a shot.
They threatened his wife. They threatened his kids.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, the things he went through. And Josh Lucas sells this movie. You just got to see his performance.
Hey,
it is so outstanding.
Even when they won the championship, did they still threatened him?
Oh, But he ended up winning 14 NCAA championships. That was the only national championship, but that's the only national championship any Texas team has won.
All right, let's go. Here they come. 4.5 ARDs. Wow.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right.
Wow. All right, we're running late. I'm sorry you can't be with us 6 to 6:30. If they cancel your speech, call us back, okay?
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, Reggie.
Oh, bye, Ken. I'll be thinking of you as I'm speaking.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, Reggie. Bye, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. Goodbye. Hey, you know what to make a good movie?
What?
Carl's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you think about it.
Merry Christmas, you beautiful building alone.
No.
Oh.
You need me a whole new movie. It'd be about Carl, and he gets out of the nervous hospital again, and he has his first Christmas. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be good.
Yep.
And he puts out something, and Santa Claus comes in, and then he kills him with a lawnmower blade.
Yeah. Cracks him right in the skull.
What are you doing? He thought he was breaking in.
Yeah. Santa Claus says, whoa, Carl, what are you doing with that lawnmower blade?
I reckon I'm going to kill you with it.
Hey, take all them there toys.
Now you got a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
All right. Dear Bergs, my goodness, the ultimate party guide available at Dear Bergs. This saves the lives of a lot of people who just don't have what it takes to put out the spread they'd like to put out. You can pick it up at any Dear Bergs. Let me give you go to the website anytime, too, dearbergs.com. Entire party food selection from the salad bar, the deli, the bakery, the seafood departments. Tremendous meat and cheese trays.
Cheese. That's right, Red Boy.
He loves the cheese tray. Fully prepared sandwiches from 4-foot subs to dollar rolls. Now, the rolls, for you out-of-work hick FM DJs, the rolls aren't a dollar a piece, okay?
I had
some out-of-work FM hick DJs saying, who can afford a dollar roll? That's the size. That's referred to the size.
It doesn't look like a dollar bill, though.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's silver dollar.
Oh.
That's what they call it. Young, dumb idiot. Don't know what a silver dollar is. A lot of meats, a lot of cheeses. Dierberg's
cheese. That's right, Red Boy.
House-made salad fillings, brie and gorgonzola torte, fruited brie platter, produce platters, fresh cuts, fruit and vegetables, and dip, sourdough bowls filled with baked four cheese spinach artichoke dip.
That's right, Red Boy.
I love spinach artichoke dip. They have fruit and vegetable pizzas. I don't say V-E-G-G-I-E.
Good.
I've made that very clear because I'm not a sissy. Layered with fresh produce, you name it, they got it. Maine lobster, whole smoked salmon for morning office parties, holiday brunches, you name it. They have it. They'll take care of it. Dear Bergs, ultimate party guide in the store or online at dearbergs.com.
Introducing the new DirecTV Plus DVR. Finally, an easy-to-use DVR so you'll never miss a minute of your favorite TV shows. It's so easy, 5-year-old Megan McDonald will explain how it works.
Well, if you want to record a show, all you have to do is press one button. If you want to pause the show, just press one button. If you want to rewind the show, just press one button. And that's it. That's how it works.
Is that all?
Yeah. Just press one button. It's so easy. Even you can do it.
And the best part is you can get the new DirecTV Plus DVR for free after a $100 mail-in rebate. The new DirecTV Plus DVR is only available from DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV and ask how to get a free DirecTV Plus DVR after a $100 mail-in rebate. Offer ends 2-28-06 and is subject to credit approval. New customers only. Programming commitment required. Hardware programming and DVR service sold separately. Add $4.99 a month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Somebody up there loves you. DirecTV.
Fastlane David here from Fastlane Classic Cars, and this is my bride, Laura.
Surely you've heard about our awesome selection of hot rods, classic, and muscle cars at Fastlane Classic Cars, with over 200 spectacular vehicles on display. Come visit our two indoor showrooms and our new outdoor edition.
But what you might not know is that we have a multi-level gift shop exploding with collectibles and souvenirs guaranteed to make any automaniac smile. From fuzzy dice and neon signs to artwork and clothing, you'll love our holiday gift selection.
We carry a huge assortment of die-cast cars and Hot Wheels. Try on a classy leather jacket from our new apparel department or browse through the area's largest automotive book selection. Whether you're shopping for your father, whose memories of his 67 vet still bring a tear to his eye, or looking for that gift that you feel obligated to buy your boss, look no further because this is the place to shop for kids of all ages.
We're located in St. Charles at Highway 370 and 94. Call us at 636-940-9969 or visit us online at FastlaneCars.com. Fastlane Classic Cars.
We sell investments that accelerate.
They call me back to Santa. I make my runs about the break of day.
Backdoor Santa.
They call me back to Santa. I make my runs about the break of day.
Back
door, Santa. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play.
Go, Sam.
Oh, yeah. I ain't like old Nick.
Yeah, take it home, Dan.
He don't come to see.
Yeah, put the blue
right
touch to it, Dan.
He don't come to see.
Yeah.
He don't come to see.
That gives it a bluesy feel.
Yeah.
All right, coming up at the 4 o'clock hour, nothing. As usual.
Hipperson.
That's right. He's not nothing. Joe Hipperson will be here to tell you what's going on this weekend.
And no. The
releases, CDs and DVDs. That's right. It's Tuesday. What's new on DVD? My wife just took call and said she picked up Cinderella Man. I'm really looking forward to that.
That looks
pretty
good.
I think Russell Crowe's a jerk, but that looks pretty good to me. We need some raffle tickets sold, all right? And we're not going to cry. We're not going to beg. We'll come close if we have to. Gateway to a Cure, I think, is, and any time a man quits his job and dedicates the rest of his life to raising money because of something that happened to his son, I think that's pretty admirable. And I think that deserves, if you have it, the purchase of a $100 raffle ticket, because your prize, your grand prize, is going to be a new house. $212,000 home with a brand new Jeep Cherokee in the garage. Now, say you don't win it when they draw. Your ticket is still in the hopper, still in the drawing drum, and you're eligible for a PT Cruiser or a Cherokee, I believe, is in there, and a Wrangler, and a trip to Jamaica. You still got lots of chances, and you're doing a good thing. And they can't compete advertising-wise with these big charities. They just can't. So let's help them out here. GatewayToACure.org is the website. Get your raffle ticket. Good luck. Hope you win that house. GatewayToACure.org. It's 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Saddam Hussein's trial continues in Baghdad, President Bush continues to defend the war, this time once again against Democratic Committee Chairman Howard Dean. With more, we go live to the White House. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
Sherry, the clash over Iraq came as the Democratic Party Chair Howard Dean spoke to WOAI Radio in San Antonio, President Bush in the Oval Office.
The idea that we're going to win this war is an idea that unfortunately is just plain wrong.
Oh, there's pessimists, you know, and politicians who try to score points. But Now, our strategy is one that is will lead us to victory.
Today, he also insisted his administration does not send suspected terrorists to third countries where they could be tortured to talk. Sherry?
ABC's Ann Compton, live from the White House. When museums in Baghdad were being looted back in April of 2003, Secretary of State Donald Rumsfeld said some pessimists were crying, "Henny Penny, the sky is falling," when they should have been celebrating the country's liberation. 2.5 years later, he is saying this about those who doubt Iraq will be able to establish democratic reforms.
It'll take some time, and there'll be two steps forward and a half a step back from time to time. And everyone will throw up their hands and say, "Henny Penny, the sky's falling, everything's terrible, the glass is half empty." And the fact is, I think they'll keep moving forward just as they have the last couple of years and make progress.
At Saddam's trial today, there were 5 witnesses and several more outbursts from the former leader. Hurricane Katrina victims on Capitol Hill today complaining federal response to the disaster.
The people of New Orleans were stranded in a flood and were allowed to die. What happened to us was foreseeable and it was preventable.
Leah Hodges, who says there was no evacuation plan in place to help the majority of African Americans who depend on public transportation. MoneyScope, Dow gained 21 points today, NASDAQ up 12. You're listening to ABC News.
This is the Secret Shopper Network.
I'm in a tight spot. I don't have gifts for my coworkers or my kid teachers, but I found the right place. Michael's has hundreds of creative and educational gifts on sale now, plus a huge assortment of scrapbooking, jewelry making gifts, candles, and frames of all sizes and styles. Wow, I need a bigger cart.
This has been the Secret Shopper Network.
The gifts you need at a Michael's store near you.
We're back.
Hey.
Question, what's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear is that we talk about nothing but television forever.
Why do you ask?
The fear factor's back.
See,
starting
of course.
On NBC again?
Yeah. I don't want to see people eating pigs.
Whatever.
It's like, I can't do the gross out thing.
Actually, I heard this year they're going to do much less of the gross out stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Bigger
stunts,
stunts,
wilder stunts.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, aren't they doing that new thing where they come to your house?
Yeah, at the end of every episode they show up and you just play Fear Factor.
I hope at least they call first.
Yeah. So Fear Factor's back.
Tonight at 7.
NBC.
It is 4:03. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. More than 225 pounds of marijuana have been discovered during a routine traffic stop on eastbound I-70 in Warren County. Missouri State Troopers tell us the marijuana was packaged in 106 bundles in the trunk of the car. The trooper became suspicious when the driver showed signs of extreme nervousness and anxiety. That driver then began to panic. The marijuana was found in the trunk. The driver arrested. He has not been charged. Accident reconstruction team still trying to figure out what caused this morning's deadly accident involving a car and 2 tractor trailers on westbound I-44 near Vandeventer. KTRS's Steve Klotz with details.
As I look at the 3 vehicles, the smashed car in between the 2 semis really isn't even visible. The engine of one semi is about halfway into the back left portion of the other, and the car is just some mangled metal in between. All you see is a big pile of debris and maybe a wheel from the car, but it's even hard to be sure if that's a tire. It looks as though the semis are locked together as crews have tried to separate them unsuccessfully so far. It's hard to say exactly what happened here. Crime lab technicians and other police personnel are still trying to determine that.
St. Louis police say slick roads probably played a role in the accident. Lieutenant Michael Seamer says a car and a tractor trailer were apparently waiting to exit the highway when they were hit by another tractor trailer.
Well, of course, the roads were wet, a little bit of snow lying around, and slick. So apparently he was going too fast for the conditions.
That collision caused the car to be sandwiched between 2 semis. The woman driving the car was killed in the crash. Authorities have not released the name of the 28-year-old victim. She is from Highland, Illinois. I-44 reopened just before noon, about 5 hours after the accident. A hooded gunman who abducted a Central West End man last night and forced him to withdraw money from a U.S. bank branch on Lindell remains on the loose this afternoon. The victim wasn't injured. He was abducted from the Portland Place neighborhood. Residents there are shocked.
What's alarming about it is that it's on our street, which is so safe. We walk at night. We walk dogs. We We know each other very well on this street. It's a cohesive neighborhood, and it's just pretty shocking that this would happen right here in your front yard.
Police say the man ran from his abductor at the bank and then called police. A Wright City man accused of sexually assaulting an 11-year-old girl at a Christian camp is scheduled to appear in court today in Warren County. 67-year-old Otto Roth charged with one count of first-degree sodomy and two counts of first-degree child molestation. Federal jury next week will begin hearing the case against the former East St. Louis police chief. He is accused of obstructing justice and perjury. A 12-person jury with three alternates have been chosen in the case of Ron Matthews. Chief Matthews resigned in February after his arrest on charges that he tried to impede federal agents looking into the arrest of Dave Katoom, one of his former auxiliary officers. Simmons Cooper Market Report, the Dow ends the day up 21, NASDAQ up 3, and the S&P up 2 points. Our stock report is sponsored by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper of the law firm Simmons Cooper LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. Weather plus forecast from News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller. Partly cloudy tonight. We're expecting a low down to 11. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 23 degrees. 26 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
Here's a check on traffic for you, sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball, with the jackpots now starting at a whopping $15 million and increasing by at least $5 million each drawing. Missouri Lottery Powerball is bigger than ever. Eastbound 370 at Cave Springs at the Truman Road, an incident's been cleared. There was an earlier stalled truck on the ramp. Southbound 170 at Page, car fire, two right lanes are blocked. Westbound 40 between 170 and Hanley Traffic Building. Eastbound 40 between Hanley and Laclede Station, a slowdown. Remind you that on eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit Broadway, road crews have been out again with the exit ramp down. 11th Street is the alternate and traffic still stacked back to Jefferson. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, a slowdown. Westbound 44 between Lindbergh and 270. Traffic really now starting to thin out. Southbound 270 still heavy, 40 through Doherty Ferry. And downtown, the approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are starting to slow. West Watson at Highway 30, a report now of an accident. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you know that a standard open-burning fireplace doesn't save you money on home heating? That's because it's a decorative unit that takes air you paid to heat and sends it right up the chimney. Hi, this is Norman Moss from Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center. If you want to save money and supplement your home heating, consider installing a wood or gas insert into your existing fireplace. You could also consider adding a freestanding wood or gas stove to your home. With Quadrifire and Yodel, we can provide you with increased fireplace efficiency, soothing radiant heat, and energy independence. Home heating costs are expected to be on the rise. Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center would like to offer you EPA-certified wood-burning products that burn less wood, produce more heat, and put less emissions into the air. Heating with wood is an American tradition. Le Quadrifier and Yodel demonstrate to you new technologies available today. Oh, by the way, tell them Norm sent you.
Save money and stay warm this winter with Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center, located in Arnold just west of I-55 on 141 and Big Bill Road, or visit their website at arnoldstove.com.
I'm Adam Bold of the Mutual Fund Store. Think back 5 years. What was the best car on the market? What football team was the best in the NFL? Or what was the best restaurant in town? Have your answers changed over the last 5 years? How about the last 10 years? 20 years? Is it possible that the mutual funds you bought 5 years ago might not be the best ones anymore either? Mutual funds are subject to changing conditions over time, just like everything else in this world. There have been mutual fund scandals, market upheavals, and funds changing managers. If your investment advisor hasn't updated your portfolio, not only do you probably have bad funds, you probably have a bad advisor. At the Mutual Fund Store, we stick with fund managers who have a proven track record. But when a fund underperforms the market or its sector, we update your portfolio. If you're going to take the risk of the market, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds? Call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here for my friends at Window World. You've heard me talk about how great Window World is. $189 per window installed, and they're the best windows at the best price. How do I know that? Well, they come with the Energy Star logo, and the Energy Star logo is the only one granted by the U.S. Department of Energy and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as the most advanced energy-efficient products on the market. So not only do you get a great price, $189 installed per window, but you'll also get the most energy-efficient windows on the market. Also, by using low E or argon gas, You'll save on your energy bill. Now, when you call Window World, ask about their fuel savings pledge, and you can save up to 35% on your heating bills. Don't forget to mention the Big 550 KTRS and receive $50 off your order. 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800. Or check them out online, windowworldinc.com. You need windows, it's Window World.
Holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Illinois Lottery Holiday Instant Tickets. They're affordable, one size fits all, and sure to please everyone. 7 holiday tickets in all. $75 million in total available cash prizes. From the Illinois Lottery. Have fun. Play responsibly. See retailer for details.
Visit your Gateway Acura dealer today and drive away in the MDX with a $399 per month lease. Visit Frank Lita Acura or Dave Munganast Acura for details.
Join the thousands of St. Louis homeowners who save hundreds of dollars every month by calling American Equity Mortgage. Perfect or less than perfect credit, call 314-878-9999.
Coming in the spring of 2006,
let's go!
La Russa's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS St. Louis.
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasy.
That's putting me to sleep. What is that? Uh-oh.
Well, I am all
grown up now. It is?
Grown up. Can you
still help somehow?
But don't forget about the other two songs.
I'm not a child.
Well,
all the warnings.
Karen, I thought maybe we'd try to go one Christmas without Phil, but I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right that we allow other airwaves to just sling filth out over the broadcast medium when we can prevent it, and we're going to prevent it. But before we do that, and we'll give you our two biggest red flag songs, and there are two, and they are filthy. One is Brenda Lee, if you've been with us for years. Our guest, I'm sure, has listened for years. Bill, I'll introduce him in a minute. Bill, are you familiar with the Brenda Lee filth?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and it is filthy.
And I heard it. Somebody broke into my car the other day and put my radio on a different station, and I actually heard the uncensored version.
They broke into your car and changed the station?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Please welcome to the show, if you would. He seems like a really nice guy, and he brought some great toasted ravioli. And what is this stuff right here? Oh, that's what we have.
That's not mine.
And any brownies?
Brownies.
Yeah. And he went to McDonald's and brought chicken selects, which I love. Mm. And he's just, my take on him so far, he's a good guy. Please welcome Bill Tippett. What do you say we get to know Bill Tippett?
Yeah.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
I guess we start off with heterosexual or homosexual?
Heterosexual.
Okay. One of these days, we're going to get somebody who's going to say homosexual.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be shocked to find that we still welcome them with open arms.
Mm-hmm. Not too open.
Not too open. Not to where you get into something you can't get out of. what do you do, Bill?
Actually, I have a business that I run out of my house. I make shoe last on a cat. You know what a shoe last is? I see a puzzled look on your face.
No.
Shoe last is the form that a shoe is made on. It gives it its shape and fit and style and everything.
Whoa.
You make them?
Kind of like a cobbler.
Well, yeah, I actually make them for cobblers, although they don't like to be called cobblers. There's a big, I found this out the hard way.
These are, again, forms?
If you picture your shoe filled with plastic and then it sets up, That's how they construct the shoe. They pull the leather around.
So you actually provide the, think of it in terms of a dress form.
Right.
That women
exactly
make a dress around that. That
right.
Butt figure, that shape.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
I like cherry cobbler.
You know, he just, stop me for a second. That, who thought that was funny? Raise your hand.
Well, he did because Dan
no
hand. Is laughing.
I see no hand.
I have my hand up.
Okay, there's one. Dan, start the music.
The one who said it.
Says it all. And you have a factory in your house? Or
no. I've done this basically my whole adult life. I worked for a company that manufactured them here for 21 years. In 94, I started my own business, and I had my own CAD system and lathe and made my own. I went into selling some software that I used to make these last in 2001, and just recently this year got back into making them on the CAD system, and I send the files to other factories around the world, and they make the last.
Now, what is the CAD system?
It's
not like you're a CAD, like a woman says to a man. You CAD. What is the CAD?
Computer-aided design. It's, where you make things.
So you don't actually have machinery that does a mold.
No,
my
wife, who I married 3 years ago, would not let me put a lathe in the condo. She just didn't take that.
You know what? This show is so educational because you learn about jobs you never knew existed. Somebody has to make the form that the shoe is built around. And that's somebody's Bob Tippett.
Huh.
Bill Tippett. Bob Tippett is a guy in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
That I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Totally unrelated.
Well, actually, you're from Tennessee, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you were thinking of Billy Bob.
Billy Bob Tippett.
That's his full name.
Hey, wasn't Tippett, I think it though had an S, was the guy that Lee Harvey Oswald shot, the police officer, was Officer Tippett's with an S?
No, it was Tippett? and one of the rare Tippetts that spelled like mine.
So you have the same name as the cop, and a lot of people forget that Oswald shot a cop
and
killed him while they were in the theater, I believe, movie theater.
Yeah.
And for a while, that might have been a problem for you with the name.
Well, no, when I was a kid, I used to tell people that was my uncle. I think his first name was Joe, and that was my Uncle Joe that got killed, but then I found out that the cop was actually an Afro-American.
It didn't work out.
That didn't work out.
Maybe it's still working, Uncle Joe.
You're married 3 years.
Yeah.
Second marriage, first marriage?
Third marriage.
I married my high school sweetheart twice and divorced her twice and finally got it right this time.
Well, hold on a second. Right. You married the same person three times?
No. This is a different person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the third one.
Because I was going to say, if you go back for a third
date. Oh, yeah, that's too strong.
You win.
You lose.
You didn't win the first two times.
So you married a woman, divorced her, married again, divorced her.
Right.
And now you're married to, you think this is going to work okay?
This is it.
Third time's a charm. I made up something one time, third time's a charm.
That's pretty good.
Charm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's got
maybe
it might stick.
Got potential, I believe.
Yeah.
Now you does your wife work?
Yes, she's in government work.
Government work, so she doesn't really work.
CIA.
That was a joke. That was a joke, but it really wasn't a joke.
No, it actually.
Is that the government?
Don't answer if it's the government.
My wife, she has access to everything.
Access to my files. my intel bank files.
But
then it was a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. And kids?
Two beautiful stepdaughters and two sons by the previous marriages.
Okay, and are we leaving anything? Anybody else have any questions for?
I want to go back to what he was saying about cobblers don't like to be called cobblers anymore. You said that, right?
Yeah. Technically, and this is what I've learned from all the custom shoemakers that I work with, a cobbler is somebody who repairs shoes.
Oh.
So if you're a skilled artisan that actually makes the shoes by hand, and somebody says, "Oh, you're a cobbler," they get a little offended.
What do they prefer?
Custom shoemaker, bespoke shoemaker, Lord and,
Dave Shoemaker.
Bill Shoemaker.
That's funny. That's funny.
What's that fairy tale
about
the
cobbler?
It
would be funnier if you got his name right. It's Dave Schumacher.
No.
That fairy tale, though, about the cobbler.
Cobbler stick to your last.
Yeah, he...
Wait, hold on. What's this?
Stick to your ass.
There's an old saying called cobblers stick to your last. It's when somebody is getting putting their nose in where it doesn't belong and they don't know what they're talking about. You say cobblers stick to your last.
Stick to your last.
The last, the forms that I make.
See, I'm learning so much here.
Well, I actually been doing this for 31 years, and I actually learned where that came from.
I've heard, hey, cobbler, stick it up your last.
I've heard that on more than one occasion myself.
Wow.
No, but actually, there was like a is this the fairy tale that you're thinking of, Karen? Or the prince or king or
no,
somebody?
No, the cobbler who just had a... Was it a cobbler? Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong fairy tale. No, he had enough leather to make one pair of shoes. And these little elves made the shoes, and they were so great.
Right.
He sold them and had enough money to buy two amounts of leather to make two pairs of shoes. And so it went. But he created the shoes, so he was a cobbler.
I wrote a story, a book, it's not published yet, about a turkey who made repaired shoes, the Gobbler Cobbler.
That guy went on to become the owner of Supermarket of Shoes. That's what happened.
And he just got back to even.
Yeah, I know.
Your mic's on.
I know, thanks. Thanks, Bill.
We're just getting to know your music. We're still getting to know Bill Tippett. Where's the music?
Getting to know you.
And, of course, it goes both ways. You get to know us. You have any questions? You're obviously a listener for a long time.
Yeah, actually, I do.
What have you wondered about?
Well, on a personal note with you, you being from Tennessee, I'm actually originally from Tennessee.
Okay.
And my lovely mother used to always have a saying. I've heard you say, and you're the only other person in the world I've ever heard says it this way, call Vienna sausage, Vienna sausage.
Vienna.
My mother called that all the time. But she also had a phrase that I've actually, my wife is an avid reader, and she's read a bunch of books about some people in Appalachia. That it's a whole series of books. And she saw this phrase in the book twice, but I wonder if you ever heard it. Al Swanee.
Oh, yes.
So
absolutely.
Somebody else has heard it.
No. When I grew up, you hear people go, well, Al Swanee. And it means nothing.
Like Al Beef?
Nobody has any idea. Al Swanee.
Well, actually, it in the context that my mom always used it in, considering the other colorful words that were added after that, it means I'll swear. You know, because she always said it out of frustration. I'll Mississippi. It doesn't make
it's
any sense.
It's a river, yeah. I'll.
But I didn't know if anybody else had actually ever verbalized it.
Well, I'll
not on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't know, but I have heard it. But not since you mentioned it. It's been 40 years since I heard that.
I haven't heard it since my mother passed away. But
maybe we'll bring it back.
I'll swear.
Maybe not. I can see.
Let's show people how it's used. So you went to Deerberg's and got us some chicken selects. Is that right?
Well, I actually got them at McDonald's.
Deerberg's?
I mean, what am I thinking?
What in the world are you talking
about? I'll swear.
What an idiot.
So do you think I'm really dumb and stupid? Is that what you're supposed to say?
Well, actually, you know, Frank probably knows something about some secret deal where Deerberg's might be going to sell chicken selects for McDonald's or something, and he's just getting a little bit of, you know, information out of the box, right?
Don't try and help
No.
him.
No.
You know who probably, started that? Al Jolson.
Oh.
He might have been nicknamed Al Swanee because he did Swanee. I love her, my dear old one. Yeah, he did that song. Maybe there's a connection there.
Anybody else here
maybe
old
not.
Enough to know this song?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Al Swanee.
No.
Well, and so what part of town do you live in?
St. Charles.
Well, Al Swanee.
Karen.
Karen and Peon here both live
in. Oh,
Peon
lives in? Oh, yeah.
Well, Swanee.
I grew up on Swan Drive in Florissant.
Yeah. Big deal.
Yeah. It doesn't work out. Okay. Anything else you want to know about us?
Yeah, I wanted to know.
How about another one? Did your mom? Was it your mom you're talking about?
Yeah.
Or grandma?
Mm-hmm.
Did she ever say "see you directly"?
Oh yeah.
Well, we'll see you directly.
Yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
says that around here.
No.
What else did you want to know?
I pretty much, I think, had the question answered for me. I always wondered, listening, if Peon had complete control of the boards, all the little sound bites you hear, if he was the only one that can trigger them.
No. Below me, I have knee control.
Don't bring knee control.
I have knee control. Knee and foot control.
Yeah. Hands above the table at all times.
I designed them myself. They're foot controls for sound effects.
Yeah. You can't show you them, though.
They're hidden.
They're hidden.
But you know
when
he uses them, because you hear like 5 or 10 at once.
Yeah.
And as Peon said with perfect grammar, he can't show you them.
He's just trying to fit it with his price.
Anything else? Is that pretty much it?
Nope, that was pretty much it.
Well, Swanee, that was easy. That's our guest. His name is Bill Tippett. And for those who missed it, his dad shot a police officer down in Dallas. No way.
No, wait a minute.
That's no. His dad, I thought it was Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, that's a mistake. Joe Hipperson is on the way. I say we take a call or two, but there are no calls on the screen because Dan was busy chit-chatting. So why don't we do a little business, then we'll take a couple calls, and we'll get Joe Hipperson in here. Let me remind you that, hey, do you have, Bill, a house with siding on it?
Yes, condos.
How old? Oh, condo.
Yeah.
Well, you're not responsible.
No,
for it.
And they just replaced it and messed up a lot of stuff when they did.
Did they replace it with hardy plank?
Nope.
And I bet you can see waves in it and buckles.
Yeah. It's like they covered it with a bunch of Hot Wheels trucks.
Oh, man.
Well, the original siding wasn't like that, but the new stuff is...
They're cheap, and they're trying to save money, and you're in a cheap complex. Well, you are, because if they really wanted to do it right, they would have called Lakeside Exteriors, and you'd be protected. And protected is a good word by Hardy Plank. It's like living in a shield of armor, because you are living behind the walls of fibrous cement. This is a siding that... It's funny... And I get a big kick out of hearing now other people try to make vinyl sidings and other kinds of sidings sound as tough and as strong as Hardy Plank. It's impossible. Here, let's do the demonstration again. Here's the sound of, this is a piece of vinyl. I'll knock on it.
Oh, man.
That doesn't sound too protective.
No.
Okay. Here's the sound of, hand me that actual piece of Hardy Plank. Big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference. And they're talking about, you know, you put it up any time of year. Listen, Hardy Plank, it doesn't matter how cold, how hot, this stuff's not going to reshape or bend or shrink or expand. It's Hardy Plank and there's nothing like it. And the place to have it put up, the place to install it, the people to install it, Lakeside Exteriors, they do more than anybody else. And it just makes sense that with material costs going up, and they're continuing to go up, you want to get the inventory they already have to keep the cost down, because the price of Hardy Plank from Lakeside Exteriors and everybody else in the country is going to go up. Do it now. Don't wait like everybody else till spring or summer. Call them. Make an appointment. It's less expensive now, and they're not quite as busy this time of year because most people aren't smart enough to have it done in the winter because they're not dealing with a product that you want to put in the winter. This case you are. Lakeside Exteriors, you can reach them at 636-978-5000, or you can go to their website, which is easy, lakesideexteriors.com. We come back. Joe Hipperson will tell you what's out today on DV and CD. CD, CD.
What? DV?
DV and CD.
DV and CD.
DV and CD.
And your DVDs.
Oh, man. You know what it is?
You need time off.
Time off.
Yeah,
you need some time off.
Okay.
I think I'll take a little time off, actually, right now, on the Big 550.
Hi, I'm George Zimmer. At Men's Warehouse, we know that when you're choosing a gift for Dad, the little things can make all the difference.
Hey, George, this is Jeff from Salt Lake. Over the holidays, I let my wife know about the Men's Warehouse gift cards. When they asked about gift suggestions, well, my 8-year-old daughter, Alexis, decided she wanted to get in on the action, so... she had a pretty small budget, but while she was in the store with my wife, she asked the sales clerk if she could buy a gift card in the amount of $1. And the woman said yes and gave her the card. So I got several Men's Warehouse cards, but it was my daughter's $1 card that meant the most to me.
Hi, this is Alexis. My dad got a new suit and he looks great.
Thanks, Alexis. Sounds like the best gifts do come in small packages. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
Happy holidays from Men's Warehouse. Call 1-800-776-SUIT.
The President Casino is better than ever. Win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes in the President Casino's Holiday Swipe and Win Game, November 7th through December 23rd. Swipe your player's card at the Holiday Swipe and Win kiosk and see what you've won. Every swipe's a winner. One swipe per person for gaming day. The President Casino, the only casino in downtown St. Louis, offers the loosest slots, your favorite table games, and live poker action every day. So play the Holiday Swipe and Win game at the President Casino to win your share of $500,000 in cash and prizes.
It's the ultimate casino hotspot downtown.
Hi, this is Paul Verner with Amazing Dining and Windows, wishing you and your family a safe and happy holiday. When it's cold outside, people often ask if we can still install Amazing Siding and Windows, or should they wait till spring. With our quality product, we install year-round. In fact, to keep our amazing crews busy, we're offering free installation on any home exterior project now through the end of the year. That's free installation on Amazing Siding, Amazing Windows, and Amazing Gutter Protection. When the temperatures drop, you can really feel how drafty your old windows are. If you install energy-saving thermal replacement windows now, you'll save on heating bills all winter long, so your windows practically pay for themselves. Call now, replace those windows, and get free installation. With utilities skyrocketing, our energy-saving windows and our amazing insulated siding can stop your money from going out the window.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again. Never.
Get free installation now through the end of the year. Call 636-532-1997. That's 636-532-1997. And thank you. Previous offers excluded.
Hi, I'm Ellen Dierberg from First Bank. The holidays are here, and that means family gatherings and exchanging gifts with friends and loved ones. When you think about shopping for gifts, you think of crowded department stores and hectic shopping malls. This year, avoid the chaos and give them a First Bank MasterCard gift card. It's a great gift. They can use it anytime, anywhere, for anything. So stop by any of our 175 convenient locations and give us a chance to treat you like family. You'll see firsthand what makes First Bank different. Now, I may be partial since my great-grandfather started First Bank nearly 100 years ago, but I know how much we value and appreciate our customers. We're large enough to meet all your financial needs, but small enough to care. We pride ourselves in getting to know our customers by name. So stop in and pick up a First Bank MasterCard gift card for everyone on your list and let us get to know you by name. Happy holidays from everyone in the First Bank family.
First Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Greg Dierberg, and I'm very excited to tell you about Dierberg's new cookbook, The Best of Dierberg's. Treasured recipes to share with family and friends. Once you see it, you'll have to have it. All the recipes were created and thoroughly tested by Dierberg's home economists and made most popular by you, our customers. This 224-page hardcover cookbook is loaded with our most celebrated recipes. There are 8 chapters with beautiful color photos that include everything from appetizers to desserts, full menu ideas for entertaining, and kid-friendly fare. You'll also find helpful kitchen tips and techniques. Plus, each recipe includes nutrition information. The Best of Dierberg's Cookbook is a collection of recipes I know you're going to love. And at a holiday sale price of only $19.95, it would make a terrific holiday gift.
This week at Dierberg's, save on Peabody ice cream. Regular half-gallon cartons are half price. Healthy choice familiar favorites, entrees, or pizzas are 3 for $5. And Red Baron pizzas are 3 for $10. It's fresh. It's friendly. It's Dierberg's.
433 at the Big 550. Need some help home? Here's Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Karen. I'll do the best I can today. On westbound 40, we're slowing down already from Hampton to about Hanley. Out in St. Charles, westbound 70 is slow from Highway 370 on through Mid Rivers. Eastbound 270 of the North County slowing down around the bend of McDonald now through the Inner Belt. Southbound 270 now slow in pockets from 40 on down to Doherty Ferry. Downtown bridges, eastbound 40 is slowing about midway between Jefferson and Compton right now as you approach the Publish Street Bridge. Eastbound 5570 is slow from Salisbury to 6th Street. And westbound 40 coming across the Illinois side, that's backing up across the Poplar Street Bridge, mostly as you